The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. In this podcast, we have Sirius Satellite Radio as they sat down with Cato June to discuss the Texans organization.
We've got our next guest coming on with us from the Texans camp, and the linebacker Cato June.
Cato, how you doing?
Going good. How you doing?
All right. Well, welcome to the show. And for a linebacker, first day of pads, a welcome thing or the thing you've been looking forward to? Because you guys are hitters by nature. That's what I heard.
Oh, definitely. everybody looking forward to that first day, putting the pads on and running around hitting people and actually playing some real football. But the key of it is having that same intensity going into, you know, second week, third week of camp when everybody's tired and, you know, who's going to do it consistently on a regular basis.
Cato, this is a little different weather than you're used to. Being a Michigan player and then coming down here, but it is a great atmosphere.
Oh, you know, the weather's been kind to us so far. it's been nice and humid, but at the same time, that's cloud cover. You know, the sun hasn't poked out yet, and so we're not looking forward to it. But we're going to get it here, you know, here soon enough.
Cato, talk about the path that an NFL player travels. You've, of course, been with the Indianapolis Colts, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, now here with the Houston Texans. Just, you know, your sense of acclimation to these different places, what's the challenge there? And how soon does a guy like yourself, do you just call upon that experience and, okay, I got a different uniform, but I know exactly what to do, or is it hard to make those adjustments?
Well, it's definitely a transition period where you, for one, you're getting used to the new coaches, the new system, the new way of doing things, getting used to new players, you know, different playing style. Every player has a different playing style. Every group has a different playing style. So just kind of want to get acclimated to those changes first. And then, you know, when you're at the same time, you're learning a system and learning the way that the Texans do play football, play defense, and going about it like that.
Cato, does the fact that your defensive coordinator was a former linebacker, does that help in translation to other linebackers that are playing on this team?
I think so, because as a mentality, you know, a linebacker, you know what to expect.
Aggressive.
Definitely. And you know, that's the type of defense Frank Bush wants, aggressive attacking defense, you know, being a linebacker. And then a linebacker coach was a linebacker. So, you know, that all that has, you know, is a great asset to the linebacking core because, you know, mentally we're at least on the same page.
You, your football career, and you've enjoyed some of the finest moments of your career with the Colts football team, perennial powerhouse team, and in this same division. And the expectations are very high for this Texans team to be a playoff team and a very fashionable pick for a lot of people to win the division. But to do that, it does mean topping a team like Indianapolis. How do you look at that dynamic? Because you know that team so well, you know what they have. Many of the main core people are still there that were there when you were there. Talk about that challenge. And I know it's not just them. Tennessee's pretty good. You got to get past Jacksonville too. But just the idea that they're a target in this division.
Definitely. They won 12 games over the past, what, 7 or 8 years, something like that.
All-time record.
Yeah, that type of consistency is really what you want to model yourself after, because when you're consistently winning, you know, week in and week out, it gives you a great chance, for one, to get into the playoffs and win the division. And that's your goal first, to win a division. And you definitely have, like, three good teams that we have to beat twice. But Indianapolis, that'll be a tough game. Each time we play them, and it's really just about being consistent, and, you know, getting our play consistently down each week and getting better and better going into November, December, so we're playing our best ball going into the playoff run.
You know what a championship team looks like, and you've been part of one. Can you see that type of dynamic here? I know it hasn't been done yet, but I mean, does the look, the feel, and everything seem where it needs to be what you know it to be, what it was in Indianapolis?
Definitely. The first thing you need is playmakers, and we have tons of those all over the place, you know, offensively, defensively. And, you know, now it's time to put it together during camp, you know, start to get in a groove offensively, get in a groove defensively, and on special teams where, you know, we're playing together, you know, as units. And then when we go out there on Sunday, put it all together against the opponent.
Can you decipher Manning's hand signals, his terminology. You know, playing again, you're there 5 years together, I think, weren't you?
Yeah, four.
Four?
Yeah.
Did you learn anything 4 years as far as trying to understand what he's doing?
What's real and what's bogus?
Well, you know, a lot of it is telling everybody what to do. So if you have a little patience and don't try to think, you know, Dundee used to say, don't try to overthink it. Don't think too much, you know, and, you know a lot. See a lot, see a little, you know. So you just take your time and be patient with him, and because at some point he has to run a play, you know. A lot of times it comes down, okay, if I get 8 men in the box, we're going to throw the ball. If we got 7 men front, we're going to run the ball. And even if sometimes in 8 men front, they're going to run, you know, to the point that they think they can attack the best. So really just having patience and knowing they're not going to do a whole lot of things, but what they do, they're going to do it well. And you just have to out-execute them.
Interesting stuff, and in like you said, you've seen them time and time again do that, and I assume that when you guys play them twice, you're going to be able to relate some material to your coaching staff and certainly to your teammates.
I think so, definitely, and it's really about getting the game plan together and sticking with it and going with it. I think a lot of times with you'll see the Colts, they might struggle in the first half, first quarter, and then at some point it clicks because they continue to do what they practice all week, and they're going to do that same thing over and over until they get it right. And, you know, if defensively you have a plan, go in there with your plan, stick to it, and, you know, you might tweak things here and there, but just don't throw stuff out the window, I think, is a key defensively to stopping them.
You have a Super Bowl ring, am I correct?
Yes, indeed.
Do you wear that Super Bowl ring down here to show these young players
what the prize
is?
Not yet. We're still in the grind phase, and we're still just, you know, getting things together. I think when the season starts and everything starts to get going, you know, add a little motivation once we get on a roll.
Gil's Super Bowl ring always motivates me from Dallas. Hey, Cato, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks
for having
me.
All right, that is Cato June, linebacker for the Texans.
Thanks again for joining us. Remember, fans, the 2009 official Texans yearbook is now on sale. Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news straight from Reliant Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.
It's football time in Houston, and we're ready to play. We got no